Never been this tall in my life. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today we will learn about the senses. We will learn about a famous artist called Picasso. And he will help teach us about touch, smell, seeing, hearing, and tasting. Why these are important? I know you're not a basic student. You probably know these words. But what I want to do today is to show you how we take these words and we integrate, which means put together, these words in our language to have a higher meaning. So we'll go over the basics, and then we'll go further than that. Are you ready? Let's begin. Okay, I'm going to start off with taste. Okay, taste with your tongue. When we talk about taste, we can talk about food. We taste food. You put it in your mouth. Now, when you put it in your mouth, you get the beginning of the taste of the food. After a little while, you get what we call more taste, fuller body. But this is interesting because what it helps us to understand is the beginning of understanding. When you get a taste of something, you begin to understand it, just like when you put it on your tongue, you get a small piece of what the rest will be like. Okay, is that good? You like that? So taste leads us to beginning to understand. Here's the best part. After you begin to understand and you have a sophisticated or elevated understanding, we lead to what's called class. Prince Charles and the Queen have class because they understand things the rest of us don't. They are higher. You'll see, yes. So they're not at the beginning of understanding with a taste. They have class and are superior, yes? So when you say someone has class, it means they have a very deep understanding. They're no longer at here. So sometimes we say they have a lot of taste, good class, like that. So we go from beginning to deep in the same word, taste. What's the next one? Touch. Touch, well, touch. Touch is, you know, ding, 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 ding. I'm sure right now you're doing this, okay, because I'm trying to touch you, yeah? It's like 3D, yeah? 3D movie, special effects. Touch means contact. When you touch something, contact means the two come together. Touch, yeah? So when we go from this, we can go up to two different things. Many Canadians or English speakers say, stay in touch, keep in touch. And you're saying, why do you say keep in touch? Remember contact? It means the relationship we have, I want to keep together. I want us to stay together. So we will keep in touch, sometimes by mail, snail mail for you young folks, or email, right? Email people or face each other, FaceTime. Yeah. The other thing we talk about contact is feeling. When I say something touched me, it touched my heart. It means it came from deep feeling. So when you watch a little girl with a, you know, sitting there with a little dress on and the sun is out and a puppy comes up and it has a flower in its mouth and it looks at the girl and the girl looks down and your eye starts to water and you say, that touched my heart. See, it touched my heart. It made me feel something. So that's a touching moment. Or I was touched by what you did for me. I felt it in my heart. So we've gone. Taste. We're done. Touch. What's the next thing? Well, let's look, or can you see what I'm going, where I'm going with this? Can you see? Can you see where I'm going? We're going to look at see. When we see something, we use our eyes, right? We talked about touching, right? Touching. We talked about tasting. But when we see, if you look over here, see, we use our eyes to see. We see with our eyes pictures and movies. Okay. Now you look at pictures. What does that mean? When we look at it, we're actually searching for information. I look at a picture for it to tell me what it is and what I'm looking for. But we can also use the word see, when we say see, look for information. So we go from see to look for information. But you can also look at the emotion on someone's face. Huh? He looked pained. Pained. It's like, that's constipation. Watch. Don't try it at home. It's not good. Constipation means you cannot go to the bathroom. You cannot go to the toilet. So he has a pained expression. If he looked pained or he looked excited, right? We're talking about the look or the emotion on a person's face. Yeah? Next, we can look at different types of seeing. We talked about look for information. All right. Okay. Did you see it on the internet? We can talk about looks, the types of looking. So there's staring. This is staring. I'm still staring. See that? Blink, stare. Okay. We can glare. If you don't like this, watch Mexican soap operas. They're very good at this. I am Don Diego. Mexican soap operas, very good. Or Bollywood, they do it well as well, okay? There's a glance. Glance. Americans and Canadians say, I glanced at it. What that means is to look quickly at something. Whoop! I'm finished. See? Look. I'm finished. Here? I glanced at you. So if somebody says, I'll glance at your work, it means I'm not going to read every word. No, I'm not. I'm going to look. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm finished. I glanced at it. And it means I quickly looked at something, right? Or if I glance at you, I look quickly and look away. Quickly. Opposite of stare. And not like glare, which is angry eyes. Okay? Now also when we see, when I say, I see what you're saying, I mean understand. I understand you. Remember we talked about taste as the beginning of understanding because it's on your tongue? But when you look at something enough, you really understand it, so you get a clear picture. So you say, it's clear, easy for me to understand. Or I go, I see what you mean. I actually do see a picture in my head. Do you like that? Good, because we have two more to do. So I said, we have two more, so let's take off. So we had these ones, looking and staring. But you don't always look and stare. Sometimes you... Do you smell that? Do you smell what the Rock's cooking? If you're from the 90s, you know it's a wrestler. But we're not talking about the Rock. We're going to talk about scent, sniff, and bag. When something smells, it gives off a scent. Humans give off scents. Food gives off scent. Flowers give off scent. And your cologne, or hopefully you're wearing some deodorant, that gives off a scent, which means a smell, usually a pleasant smell. So if I like your scent, I like your cologne. All animals have scent, which means individual body smell. Humans have a scent. Trust me, don't have a shower for 2 to 3 days. Go someplace, they'll tell you, you have a scent, a very strong scent, but they'll change the word to odor. So when somebody says, that is a nice scent, it means you smell well, or you smell good. You have an odor, usually bad, that's an odor. Okay? Sniff. Well, how do you know something smells? You do this. So I'm smelling this. Ooh, don't smell that as good. Sniff means to taking a little bit of air to get a taste, remember? A taste, beginning understanding of what something is. So what is that smell? Sniff and you will find out because you'll get some air that will give you the smell. Now, sometimes we talk about smell as in something smells bad. Remember we said bad smell for food or for people, right? Dead fish. Watch out for dead fish, okay? I'm just saying that. Figure it out. You'll learn when you learn more English. Okay? But watch out for dead fish. But anything that smells bad, we say that smells bad. But because of that, we don't like it. When we say something smells bad, we can talk about situations. I'll give you an example. You come to my house, and I say, okay, here's what we do. You're gonna leave me $1,000, okay? You're gonna leave me $1,000 on this table here. You leave it on the table. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna leave, you see, you're gonna leave and you're gonna come back in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks that money will then become blam, $2,000, just like that. I guarantee it. Now you just go and leave the money, okay? Well, here's what's gonna happen. Your friend will go, okay, if you got Mr. E, Mr. E's not here. Now he is. Mr. E is here to save the day. He'll go, James, this smells like a bad situation. I don't think we should leave the money. Because he's saying, I don't like it. Like, I don't like the smell of bad fish. Understand? So situation smelling bad. Now, finally, we're going to go to hearing. Dumbo, big ears, hearing. Hearing, right? With your ears. Listen to me when I'm speaking. When I say that, I mean, I want you to focus. Because if you listen now, I will go over this very quickly and you'll understand all of this. Okay? So you need to focus. Or in that case, when I said, listen to me, pay attention. Interestingly enough, the word understand comes up again. I'll finally explain understand in 2 seconds. When I say listen, I'm trying to say try to understand. I don't think you understand now. I want you to try. So you need to listen and focus, pay attention, and try. That's why we say listen to me. But here's something really interesting. If we go from hearing and we go just to hear for sound, boom, that's a sound. You weren't focused and not paying attention because you didn't know I was going to do that. But you heard the sound. It's usually unexpected, like boom! Didn't expect that either. That's just a sound. Yeah? Or traffic. If you hear the cars, you're hearing sound. You're not focused. It's just things coming out. But when we use the word hear, we also use it to say, I do understand. Notice this is different. Listen tells you to focus so you can try to understand. When I hear you, I do understand. I don't need to focus. I have sympathy. We are the same. I understand completely. Now, if you look here, we have understand for listen. We have understand for look. We have understand for taste. Beginning, middle, and end. Why? Because we use our senses, which is what we're studying, to understand the world. We get a beginning of it. We can try to, which is the middle, and then we fully understand and get a picture. You get the picture? Does this look like it's right to you? Does it seem right? Do you hear what I'm saying? If you do, you're just getting the smallest taste of English. Bet it tastes good, yeah? It doesn't smell bad. It tastes good. From what I want you to do, though, to get more of a taste is this. Because you're just beginning to get a taste of it. Go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com, where you can go and learn more of the lessons, other lessons we have for you. And we like to keep contact with you, so we want you to stay in touch. You can go there and do our quizzes and go and leave comments. It's a fantastic way. It'll touch your heart, right? Leaving you feel good when you're done, right? Okay, so I'm done. I've talked too much. This is a long lesson. I see you get the picture now. You understand what I'm saying, right? I hear you're saying it's time to go, so I'm going to take off. And I'm looking forward to you staying in contact and coming to the website. Ciao.